This is the Delay W Podcast. I'm your host, Saint. Well, we got the usual panel. But starting off with our editor first, Whirlwind.
Whoa.
That was hot.
Yeah, like sorry. That. And then we got on the panel here, Coco.
Nut. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Kiki the Don.
Yes, sir.
And we got M.
Hey, glad to be back. I know I've been missing out here.
You've been hiding, yeah, you incognito.
Yeah, I've been in my life.
You know how I do. Be dipping out.
Yeah, it definitely be like that.
But yeah, Jesus. Just trying to get my life together. I finally moved out again. So that's lit.
Hey.
I'm supposed to be getting a car tomorrow, so that's even more lit.
You like that?
Let's just pause and then and just give a round of applause, man.
Thank you.
You
appreciate
there
that,
you
guys.
Never heard
of awesome.
There you go.
Sports great.
That's so crazy.
Hey, Coconut, what are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about food workers, bro.
Yeah.
We got some stories, right? Or is it just like I don't know how y'all want it to be, but I got some stories. But I'd rather have somebody start first.
Yeah, let's get into what led into this topic in the first place. I'm just posting in the Discord right now. I'm scrolling through Twitter, you know, and see this woman tweets out, you know, when I worked at a food truck in college, the girl bought a third. How do you say that?
Acai.
Acai.
Acai. Bro, it's acai.
You've never had an acai bowl?
Why do you spell like that?
They made a meal after.
What do you mean?
Spell it out.
It's delicious.
Just try to spell it out.
It's like, actually, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is, to be honest. I just know how to say it.
It's like some type of smoothie. I don't even know if that's even correct, but it's like this purple like substance that you can eat cold. You can put like fruits in it and like oatmeal and stuff like that. Yogurt, but better, if that makes any sense.
I could, yeah, oh, it's like goodness. Yogurt, but better. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with the explanation. I think they're expensive though, aren't they not? Like,
I don't know. You can get like little packets and like make them yourself from like the store. But like if you go to Jamba Juice, I think yeah, it's at least like $8 to $10 for like a bowl.
Nah. Yogurt? Just for yogurt? Nah, I'm good. I'd rather just have ice cream.
Hell yeah.
Understandable. Alright, Jaylen. Alright, Saint, you can continue.
She was buying a acai bowl. And, you know, this college student just had the nerve to be like, you know how I go to like a restaurant or
I've seen this tweet that's
like a small owned truck or whatever, mm-hmm. And they ask you to like do a tip. Well, yeah. This girl was like, sorry, Brock, I'm a broke college student on a budget, you know. Like, bruh. when I read that shit, I low-key got like, I wasn't mad, but I was like, bruh, like you don't gotta do some unnecessary shit like that, bro. Like, come on.
You forgot to read the last part of the tweet.
Oh yeah, she's
the most important part.
Yeah, the girl said, yeah, I hope she's dead now. And honestly, I don't blame her for saying that, because like that's fucked up. Like, you don't gotta like go out your way to say some shit like that, bro. And especially like, I can understand if it was like a corporation or something, right? You want a tip, cool, that's fine, but it's, you know, it's a restaurant, and it makes me like want to know what everybody's opinion is on like the whole food industry and like the tipping and all that.
Oh, like, dude, I tip all, if I get good service, bro. I ain't tipping just because it's mandatory. Like, no, if I get bad service, I'm not gonna tip you. What the fuck?
I've seen like tweets and stuff where it said like, okay, if you don't like, if you don't have enough money to tip, then you probably shouldn't
like go out or do whatever
your place or whatever.
But that's ridiculous. Maybe I want to eat here. The fuck, yeah. I got to do with anything?
Like, I'm there to spend my money
on
food.
I think it depends. Yeah, like it depends, because like if you're at a restaurant, you must have money to tip. Like, no matter what, you really shouldn't be going out.
Oh yeah.
But there's certain,
just with that, I like to important customer service. Like, I'll give you a set amount at the beginning, but throughout the whole time I'm sitting there, your customer service decides on your tip. So if you're over here being rude, I'm taking a dollar off. You're coming to the table late, I'm taking a dollar off. If you're being great, you're fast, super outgoing, talkative, I'm adding a dollar. And that's just typically how I go about tipping.
Understandable.
Right, cool. That goes into what I'm thinking about, because like restaurants, I automatically like make sure to tip, and if they're like the service is good, I'm gonna tip way more, right? Especially if they're friendly and they're showing like actual good like customer service skills, right? But do y'all tip for DoorDash and stuff like that? I wanna know.
I hardly ever use that, so I can't really say much.
I have only used DoorDash like one time, but one time that I did use it, I did tip just because of just how like fast that they're able to get to my house from the location that they were at.
So for me, I actually use it quite often. I try to at least give them a little bit, especially if they have to go out of their way to pick it up and bring it to me, because then it's like that's on your gas and that's your miles. But I always do other. I don't do any of the tips that they suggest, just because I don't like that. Like, I'm going to decide how much I tip them. But I always try to give them just a little bit, just because it's like, I know they're using their own car. So it's like wear and tear on their vehicle. It'd be different if Uber gave them all vehicles type B, then it's like, fuck it. But since it's like, okay, well, this person's actually using their miles, their gas, their car. Like, granted, that's their job.
Do they get 100% of that too?
I don't think so. I wouldn't be. I'm not 100% either on how that works.
Cause that's one thing I look at. I'm like, do they get 100% of that? And two, I've had some like moments.
I think they have to, cause it's tip. They have to, right?
You would think, right? You would think, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like,
cause that also goes into when I like order like Starbucks and stuff, and you can tip the people, right? Like, if you're doing like curbside or whatever. So then I'm like, who's getting that actual money? Maybe I'm overthinking shit, but that, I think about stuff like that, right?
No, that's not overthinking. I feel like you should think about stuff like that, because yeah, you're right. You don't know who getting
money. It's like saying people work so they can get, so they're making somebody rich. That's basically it.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And on top of that, what were you gonna say?
I said no, that's actually a good question, because it's like I'm tipping you because I'm like, okay, I feel bad because you're going out of your way, but then it's like, are you even really getting the tip? Like, does that tip solely belong to you? So like I said, that was a good question to ask.
And then maybe they don't even know if they're getting the full tip either.
That's true. Cool.
And then if you've seen my Twitter throughout the years, I've had nightmares for this food, like in general.
What do you mean?
Nightmares.
One time I ordered. Yeah, like it's been pretty like some fucked up shit. It's just like how. So one time I ordered last year DoorDash for some pizza, right?
Okay.
It was supposed to be like pizza, breadsticks, and like some cinnamon rolls, right?
That sounds good.
Bro, it was just a pizza, and it was the wrong size too. And I'm looking at the dude, I'm like, what's the rest of my food? And the dude, he didn't speak English, or at least he was acting like he didn't speak English. And I'm like, what?
Just what happens? He doesn't know English. No, he's like faking that he doesn't know English, and he's like, I have the food. I'm right,
like, like really? So I'm like, what the fuck? And shit like that.
I
would have
broke out
like,
translate.
Man,
what about like speaking to the phone?
It was so stupid. Like the place that I ordered from, they at least like let me pick up like for free. But it was like, damn, now I'm going out of my way and wasting gas when I did this option for delivery to avoid like.
I was about to say, like that was the whole point of me doing this, was so I wouldn't have to leave my house.
And that's why I'm like, damn, why doesn't like DoorDash give you options to pay like a tip afterwards, right? But I don't use DoorDash anymore.
Yeah, I think they should do it how they do it with like Lyft and like Uber. You know how typically like you get picked up, you pay for the ride, you get picked up, you get dropped off at your destination, and then when you're dropped off, they ask you like, how was your experience? Did you want to tip then? I think that's how DoorDash should do it, but they don't. They make you tip off it. And it's like, that's rude. Like, prime example. So the other night I had ordered some Chinese food, right? And homegirl got lost. She didn't really speak that much English, but she was on the phone and she was extremely fucking rude. Like, we were like, oh, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm in this apartment. Like, I can't find it. I'm out in front. I'm not coming out. You have to come find me. Like, first of all, bitch, this is your job. You were paid to come over here to deliver my food. You got me fucked up, first and foremost. Secondly, that is not how you speak to somebody who is paying you. Like, what? Like, she really had the audacity to be like, I'm not going anywhere. Come to me. And then just to find out, homegirl wasn't even in the right apartment complex. She was in a whole other apartment complex. Talking about, I'ma stay right here. You come to me. Bitch, you weren't even in the right area, but you wanted me to come to you? Like, first, I'm gonna need you to be in the right destination before we do anything of that sort. But then like, when was leaving, was talking about, like, oh, thank you so much for coming to me. Like, I'm sorry about that. Like, yeah, girl, that's why you only got $2 for a tip, because you're trash. And you suck. You need to do better. Over here telling me I gotta come to you. Trigger.
I'd probably give her nothing. Wait a minute.
Hey, yes, happy motherfucking birthday.
And get dead silence.
It's my boy's birthday. Yes, sir.
If I didn't have a man, I would have sent you something nice, but I can't do that. So, happy birthday.
I'm going to keep my shit, because niggas...
Now I
got to
post it on my Twitter, bucko.
I'm fucking dead. Thank you, bro.
Like, I'm old yet.
I feel old. 22 is old, bro.
Fuck you. I'm 23.
Fuck you.
I'm
about to be 23. Kiss my ass.
Well, I'm the oldest one here.
Kiss my ass.
Yes. Wait,
how old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, what a grandpa.
Right? My back hurts.
He's 44. He is prime. We got Benjamin.
We say it now, but we're right behind him while we over here talking shit.
Really? I'm talking shit because I'm still 23.
Follow the leader.
When I'm 24, I'll talk shit to 25s. It's all good.
Yeah. Keep it going. The cycle.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not going to lie. Part of me kind of wanted to bust in the middle of y'all recording and everything, too. Just like a dramatic entrance. Because I'm kind of taking it. Like, even the moment, I'm like, yeah, let me just...
I'm dead. I can definitely hear it echo in the bathroom.
That nigga lying. He was singing like Usher in the restroom, singing that Let It Burn.
Yeah, I'm in my office. I'm putting in work.
Oh, I got a mad
car. So King, we're talking about food workers, and like, how do you feel about tipping like restaurants and in general, you know?
But you're supposed to tip like what, 10%? Off rip, right? Well, is it 10 or 15%? Cause I think you should just be tipping niggas. Like, if you pick some food up, like if you DoorDash and pick it up, it's just like, hey, should you leave a tip? You coming to pick your food up? It's not like it's getting delivered and you leave a tip, or you dine and then you leave a tip. I think you should leave a tip every time. On some shit, but them niggas. That
actually goes to what I was gonna ask everybody. Because there was one time I had ordered like Pizza Hut, right? And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes them delivery fees, I'm like, what? Hey, yo, what the fuck?
You be seeing the commercials talking about, oh, you can get 2 pizzas for $5. And you're like, ooh, bet, let me go on.
That's a
lot. Total was like $35.96. Like, hey, yo. Damn. What the fuck? Like, what happened to the deal I saw on TV? Because these prices are not adding up.
Yeah, that deal is a lie, because when you go on the app and then on the website, it shows like $6 for a pizza. Then if you get like a side or like a dessert or anything, that's like $7 or $8 depending what it is. It's just like, yo, where the fuck is this $5 deal you were talking about?
You better hit that carry out.
I did a carryout one time. I was like, fuck that. And so I go to pick it up, right? First, it's supposed to be like curbside. This was, No. Two different occasions. But I said the first one. So this was like pre-COVID. And I went in there, picked it up. And she was like, oh, are you going to put a tip on there? I didn't want to see. I didn't want to say what I was thinking, but in my mind, I'm like, a tip for what?
Pick up my food. You feel me?
It's I would just scratch my head and walk away.
I was like, damn, bro, I ain't play, boy. I don't know what to tell you. Shit, what did you do to my food?
And this person wasn't like, oh, this is really working. This is one of like the managers.
And I'm Where's just my
like,
tip?
What the fuck? I'm like, tip? That's the whole purpose of me coming to pick this up. Should I be tipping you for making the food that I pay for?
I was just about to say that. Like, you didn't give it to me. You didn't deliver it. Like, what am I tipping you for? Because I already paid you for the actual pizza. Like, at this point, you're not going any more out of your way.
And this is a big franchise at that, so it's not like I'm at a small business or like a family-owned type of business, right?
Right.
But that makes me like also like ask y'all, how do y'all feel about like the small businesses and like food trucks and stuff like that?
I always tip.
Oh yeah, no, definitely like the small businesses, like anything like that. Like I will say, those are the best too. Like I recently went to Rosarito and everything out there is very like made right there on the spot in front of you. And so not only am I not spending that much money anyway because it's way cheaper, it's like, cool, I'm gonna tip you just because one, I just watched you do all that shit. And secondly, like small business, we support small businesses out here.
It's like, your food fire, why wouldn't I give you money?
Facts, like I'm about to drop some more to eat some more. Fuck all the corporate businesses.
What's like
some of them
one,
just be
like,
so rude too.
Yeah, some of them do be rude. I think it just depends on like the area.
Oh,
but like what's
rude to me, Popeye?
I mean, it's not gonna hit if it's not if they're not rude to you at Popeye's.
That's a must with the Popeye. Yeah. Now like these other places, like I remember one time I went to Burger King. And I had the rudest bitch at the fucking window. And this is when I was back in Virginia, you know. No, but she was rude as fuck. Like, me and the homegirl almost got out the car and whooped her ass. That's how fucking rude she was. Like, I was like, ooh, Jesus is testing me today because you, my friend, are out of pocket. But we were ordering food. You know, we're waiting in the drive-thru, whatever. You know, me and her chit-chatted. And she gives us our stuff. Doesn't say a word to us. Like, doesn't ask us for any condiments, nothing like that. So then she gives us her food and then she just walks away. And me and the homegirl are just sitting there like, is that it? Like she didn't even say you can go. Like, yeah, like she didn't even say nothing.
Going to Burger King.
I don't even eat Burger King. That wasn't for me. I just want you to know that was not for me. But anyway.
Okay, I was a chicken fry.
Okay, I was just chicken, man.
What's wrong with Burger King?
It's me.
Burger King is
Yeah,
only
I don't
thing
go to Burger
I would
King
eat from
either.
There, if I'm starving and have no absolute other choice, is a chicken sandwich. Otherwise,
like,
you would not
you went
catch
there for
me
a chicken
in
sandwich
at
a Burger King. Literally
like,
called
that's
Burger
King. That's
like,
that is
chicken fries.
I'm not gonna lie. I ain't gonna sit here and act like they're not good, but everything else on that menu is me.
I just never had Burger King chicken. I never went to Burger King.
I mean, their chicken sandwich wasn't just bad, but like it was barely hot. Like it wasn't on
well,
chicken
it
plates or
what
Popeyes.
Chicken
like, hey, I can really
yeah.
eat another one of these motherfuckers.
It has to be like one of those good ones, not like the little dollar menu chicken. No, like a chicken club sandwich, like. if that's what I'm there, that's the only thing I'm going there for. But yeah, no, she was rude as fuck, just walked away. And then, like, the coworker was like, they're still at the window, and she just turned around and was like, what? I was like, bitch, what? I'm about to walk my foot up your ass. What are you talking about? Honestly, that is rude.
It's a fast food place. I could go with that. Even though it's a tad bit rude, it's fast food.
I mean, I know that, but girl, I didn't put a gun to your head and say you gotta work here. You decided to work here. That's on you. Just because you're having a bad day don't mean you gotta fuck up my day.
My damn bitch, who's shitting your cereal today, cuz? Are you good?
Literally, like, someone took a piss in your motherfucking cornflakes and it was not me.
I was for the oatmeal, but you got it.
You know, same thing.
So I'm looking at, like, the thread of, like, the original tweet, and, you know, some people are like,
all this tipping.
Oh, okay, so, oh, say what you gonna say?
Oh, I said all this tipping reminds me of a story that was, me, my mom, dad, the whole family went to Carrabba's. We had a waiter. I'll just tell you the end. So basically, we did not tip that waiter because how she acted towards us. And one detail I did not see that my mom saw, that the waiter had nail extensions on, which is not a professional thing to see on a restaurant like that. And she was the one that delivered our plates, and her like nails were really close to our food. You know, a lot of shit can get under those nails, you know, germs and whatnot. I can't remember if we left the place early or didn't eat. I just remember.
I'm sorry, we're gonna have to leave this establishment.
It was very unprofessional and unsanitary.
Sounds like it.
From that one waiter.
I hated you.
What you said, that goes back to what we were saying, that, like, you have to have good customer service too.
Oh, you have to.
You do.
Regardless if it's mandatory of me tipping you, you're not about to come at me like an asshole that doesn't got no damn sense. Like, first of all, I know that's not in your training etiquette to speak to me like this. Like, if I were to call your manager over here, nobody would be happy. Like, I actually did that once. I did pull a Karen, and I got me.
White people got some beautiful customer service, boy.
Oh my goodness, they be making me want to come. Like, you know what? You go take a break, Aaron. I'll hold the fort now because you were just too nice. I got you, Aaron. Same with the In-N-Out people. They were so nice. Like, yes. Yeah, see, this is customer service right here.
See, that's the only two restaurants, like fast food restaurants, I would like be willing to like tip them, right? Because their service is just like, it's ridiculously good.
Well, I tip Chick-fil-A for my blow up, man. Y'all be putting.
Niggas, you eating?
I sound like it.
They be putting that extra crack in my spicy chicken sandwich, boy.
Niggas, you eating a spicy chicken sandwich right now?
Perhaps.
I'm like, he eating something, bunch of.
All your damn food, Negro.
I can't help it. It's crack.
Get yourself together. So, like, in the thread, like, they were arguing about, like, tipping is optional, but should we make it, like, mandatory? Like, would that make people feel better?
Nah, you shouldn't.
You might as well just pay hourly.
And then that,
and what's the point of
that
customer
goes into
service?
Like, also some of the arguments. Yeah, like, yeah, that goes into some of the arguments where, like the customer shouldn't be paying for the worker's check, basically. And how do y'all feel about that? Because I feel like restaurants like Pizza Hut, like Pizza Chains, they should be paying their fucking workers. They be paying them shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you were delivery boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you just reminded me. Fucking Domino's.
Domino's.
I know you seen their delivery. What they?
Oh, you're talking about
I
delivery.
I know y'all seen this shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the prank.
No, we talked about that in another episode. No, fuck you.
Oh, I think we talked about it in this episode. Oh, bro. Oh.
No. But
that's funny, bro. That's funny.
But it reminded me because I seen it before one time, like Christmas Eve on like on the way home from work, or like Christmas week. And I'm like, hey, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, is this nigga on a bike? And he got the little domino sign and everything. I'm like, oh, dog. Not no motorcycle. Nothing. I mean, just like a fucking bicycle.
Bicycle. Was pedaling.
A bicycle.
This nigga was putting pedal to the metal.
He's on his hustle, dude. Like,
he's doing a workout for sure.
You've been wondering why your pizza been late?
That's
because Domino's doing wrong, bro. Even my mom, when she seen that shit one day, she was like, what the hell? She was like, they dead wrong for that, bro. And you know he not getting paid extra for that.
Probably not.
Full on in the streets. I'm talking about nah, like 1960 type shit, bro.
That's what he's banking on chips.
290, 59, nigga. He go places. That's a Toyota bike.
Yeah, the pizza drivers and stuff. I'll tip them, but when you sit there and look at it and think about it, like, bro, they need to pay their workers, cause that's fucked up. That's like beyond fucked up. They getting paid like $7 or something. Matter of fact, let me look it up right now, cause I bet it's probably lower than that. Let me see.
$6.50.
That is still ain't shit, bro. So I'm getting from around $7.54 or $8.05.
Hey,
what the fuck?
That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable. Again, if you're like working in the food industry, I want to thank y'all for your work, cause a nigga be hungry.
Thanks.
And like, y'all ain't getting paid shit, and man, it's fucked up. Nugget, that has to change. That's gotta change. What the fuck? If you had those people, oh, they make the price go up for them, the food's gonna go up. Man, it's going up regardless.
That's true. It really is. Might as well pay people.
And I saw they probably deleted it, but I saw somebody posted in the thread that like, they posted a picture of like, oh, they raised the food workers price up, like McDonald's workers. But they posted a picture of like, you know those machines where, let's say like the line's too long and you just want to like create your order right there. you know the little kiosk.
Yeah.
They were saying that was gonna make the prices go up. It's like, bro, that was there way before this conversation was even started. Like, what? What? That's not gonna make somebody's make the food go up, like, bro. Like, that's not how that works.
At all.
One of what I don't like, because this is kind of backtracking, is I hate automatic tipping when I go places. That shit get on my nerves. Like, I was gonna tip you anyway, but it's just like, but then you just took the money out my. It's like you gonna give somebody some money, but they go in your wallet and take it. That pisses me off. It's like, I don't even want to give you this shit no more. Cause I went to this one place and the food was some fucking mid, and I didn't know what's on it because we was invited out the last second. It was like fucking shit and everything, and then it automatic tipped. I looked down at this shit and then I was like dissatisfied with my food. Like the service people was fine, I just didn't like the food. I'm just like, nigga, what? Nigga, this a double digit tip. What the fuck is he talking about? I was gonna leave like an $8-$7 tip. These motherfuckers took $15-$17. It's like, nigga, my food wasn't that much. I was hurt. I was distraught. I'm like, yeah, nigga, don't invite me out ever again, bro. Don't you ever invite me and the homie out again, bro. You done pissed us off. We drove home angry talking shit. We was talking about, yeah, that's why we fuck with you. That's why we fuck with your mama more than you anyway, nigga. Fuck you. You ain't tell nobody no information. Don't ever hang out with people from high school again after a couple years, bro. That shit's a regret. It's just like, oh yeah, let's see how they doing. Nah, don't do it. It's sadness and regret. I still miss them $17. I'ma always miss that $17 too, even if I'm rich. That's cool. I'm gonna hit that nigga with the interest fee.
Do y'all think food workers should be entitled to a tip? Like, they should expect every customer like to tip them.
No,
it depends. Because like they can always have good service and shit, and everything, but it's just like, if the food, if you work at a, if you have good service at a food, at a place that serves mid food, it's like, it might be hit or miss. Like, you shouldn't, like, if you're working as a waiter, you should expect a tip most of the time, really. If you're delivering food, you should expect a tip. If you're doing carryouts, you should expect your paycheck and no tip. Like, you could still get a tip. I'm just not gonna be the nigga that'll give you the tip if I gotta carry out.
So what about, like, let's say, like, the movies? Kind of like a, does Alamo Draft have it? Or y'all been to, like, movie tavern, right?
Once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, the only time I spend movie at the, money at the movie theater is to buy my ticket. The fuck, I'm sneaking food in.
No, I mean, like, a movie tavern type of thing.
No, I brought boba in there before. Oh my goodness, that's great.
Oh, actually, oh yeah, I've tipped at a movie tavern.
Movie tavern's food was fire too. I'm not gonna lie.
Their pizzas was literally Tostino's pizzas.
I never had their pizza. I had their sliders. I love their sliders. They had pancakes or waffles or some shit too. Oh my god, movie tavern.
I never got to try it.
It looks delicious.
Cause my dad would take me up there and shit with my brother. And like, we went to see a morning movie one time and we had breakfast up there too. Bro, that shit was busted. I was like, hey yo, like, I never got up to go see another movie that early again. I don't even remember what the fuck we saw. I just know I enjoyed it.
So we all agree that, like, under this circumstance, but like, majority of the time, we should tip, right?
Yeah.
Majority.
Like, even for fast food, or are you talking about just like.
No, I mean, like, food trucks, small owned, like, businesses, but excluding any, not including, like, franchises like Pizza Hut or, Papa even John's. Well, that's complicated too, because then you look at, like, let's say you go to a restaurant like
Panera Bread.
Panera?
You know, like a.
Not Panera Bread. My bad. Olive Garden. Like, you know.
Yeah, like a traditional
waiter,
restaurant.
Like waiter.
Yeah.
And all that.
That's included, right?
I don't think Olive Garden is included.
What do you guys think about automative tips?
You need to let people know beforehand on some shit like that. Because it's like, I would have left the tip. It's just like, that shit was too much. And they got to let you know how much it is, or you can adjust the amount you leave in, because the tip, they're going to charge automatically.
Wait, you're saying that they never told you, like, how much? It says it.
Like,
everywhere I go, I've seen it.
Like, there should be a way.
No, like, telling you beforehand.
Yeah.
That is,
yeah, they have it.
Where
do you guys go to?
I was invited to. I didn't know it was automatic tip. They didn't say shit. There was nothing around or anything that would let me know. I didn't know until I paid for the shit.
I feel like that's kind of more on the whoever invited you, because.
Oh, it is, because they ain't know either. But they was sitting there trying, they bought a bunch.
I think that's kind of, I feel like that's more user error in a way, you would say. What? Customer error, because, like, you know, you still gotta communicate and talk about that stuff.
Well, we could have gone to the ramen place literally right next door. I bet they wouldn't have done us like that. And that nigga bought, like, he had invited a couple of his friends out too, and he paid for their food. And I know that nigga's pockets was hurting when that automatic tip came. He was trying to flex. I'm like, you got it. The nigga's like, aha. That nigga said, damn. You know how them Hispanic niggas say that shit. We're the ones that be trying to act black.
Damn, Jose.
Damn.
We didn't drink this stool, homie.
Nah, you didn't drink
this stool. Who was we? We.
Wee. Gonna rob me of my money, fucking scammer. Ooh. Don't they tell, like, the percentage on a receipt?
It depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll tell you different percentage and stuff.
Damn, it's been a while since I've been to a restaurant.
Yeah,
I think it's been a while since a lot of us have been to a restaurant, to be honest with you.
I don't usually go to restaurants at all.
What are you talking about, Kiku?
I mean, not us, but you know, just.
Kiki is out here capping.
What?
Kiki is out here down bad. It's okay. We want food too, bro. We'll fight for you.
But honestly, if you're going out, I'm going to stick by that. You should already have that mindset to set money aside to also give like a tip.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't be a poor nigga.
Even if you are.
Look, I can understand if you're on a budget, you broke. I get it.
Falling on a budget.
Or go to somewhere that's within your budget. Right.
A lot of a 50 cent tip at McDonald's when you get your dollar burger.
50 cent tip? What?
Well, for your dollar burger. Let them know you care. You wanna donate to the children's hospital? You end up broke real quick when they ask me that question.
Do it.
Oh,
that's just a tax write off. I don't never. That's not even tipping. That's kind of deceiving when you really look at it. Because you're not really doing it because you care about the children. You're doing that for the tax write-off.
So let me show them love.
Yeah.
How about no? Did I raise them? Are they mine? I'm looking at it. That's fucked up.
Was there any last little stories y'all have about tipping or not tipping?
Tipping wise, well, I could talk to you about like when I used to work like at fast food and all that. If you want me to.
Yeah, we want to get your perspective on it.
Alright, so like I used to work at DD's, Dunkin' Donuts. Fuck that shit.
On that one, continue.
Let's say I know that we do have like a tip jar and all that. And every week, my max amount of tips I got was, I think, $1.50. And that's at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Damn.
I know, right? But then I remember when I was working there, you know, tips was hardly anything. There was no tips basically whatsoever. But you would work you would actually do a shit ton. Like, you're working the front, then you got to work at the drive-thru, then I have to make sandwiches, gotta get you donuts, get you a drink, literally just one person, you know. But you know, people don't see that. People don't see you actually doing all that shit, and you kind of wish that some people did tip. But I mean, granted, you gotta think to yourself, like, damn, I'm working at a fast food restaurant, who the fuck would ever tip here? Then I end up working in a place called Katsu Bar, where it's like a Chipotle style type of restaurant. Pretty cool, I like it. Or it's like you build your own type of katsu. Or beforehand, it was called Poke Bar. That was a pretty good one too. Katsu, like Japanese. Fried chicken.
I'm like, when that nigga open up.
But going back to it, we, you know.
Is called Goodbye, Mr. Tien.
No, dude. What are you talking about? going back at it, like, we end up getting more tips was because they could pay it on card, you know. They didn't have to do anything else because it's on card. It's the one of those easy things to press, like, 15%, and doesn't look too big. But you know, we got more tips on there. We got our tips. However, we would always have those customers that, you know, would order 15 plates and we're cooking it right in front of them too, you know. And they would only tip maybe like 50 cents or maybe a dollar. And I'm just like, I just made you over $100 worth of food. And you saw me like next to the fryer, next to the stove, cooking. You give me a dollar. I was like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know. And then it's one of those things, like, you work your ass off, but... Yeah, first one, Dunkin' Donuts, people kind of don't see it, so that's why you don't get tips. But then at this place, you would work a lot, and it's being shown where you're cooking, you're handling customers, you are trying to do everything the best you can, but they see it and they're like, eh, it's whatever. and all that work is basically kind of like nothing.
You better suffer, nigga, is what they tell me.
Yeah, literally, I was like, oh, I don't feel like working at a fast food or like restaurants anymore, because that's kind of bullshit. Unless you work at like a fancy restaurant where this next to a lot of, how you say, high class communities, then yeah, I understand that you end up getting more tips. But if you work in a restaurant with next to lower income families, you're not gonna get that big of a tip. People don't really care. So that's how I see it. I mean, I wish I did get tips, but I mean, a dollar is a dollar, right? Even if it's a week. Like, I appreciate it in a way, but it's just like, fuck it. Like, I wish I got more.
He sat there and had that shit. It don't make money. It don't make sense.
Yep.
But it could be like that sometimes.
Yeah, I've only worked at, like, my first job. Fucking Mount Tasia. Fuck that place. Boomers now.
What is that? Close?
It should be close. It probably is close. I wouldn't be surprised.
You never been to Mount Tasia?
No.
The way this nigga described it, he made it seem like it was the second coming of Satan.
What?
Oh, it was, bro.
Mount Tasia sounds like a...
So, Mount Tasia is like...
It's like a roller coaster.
It's kind of like it. But the arcade side of it is really fucking small.
Oh, I'm going to look this up.
Okay. Mount Tasia is like a smaller inside of like the arcade of it's kind of like It's, right? But smaller. But the outside, there's a mini golf and go-karts. And there was a batting cage too. I worked inside of the kitchen though. Keep in mind, this is my first job. I'm just here for the summer trying to get some money, right? So I can buy like games and shit. Just to buy dumb shit, basically. First of all, I think I got like $7.50 or some shit. And you're thinking, oh, that's some money. Man, I'm a kid. I don't know if this is some fucking money. I was like, what, 14, 15? And then the hours weren't really shit. Bro, all the food was over fucking priced. Like, I mean, over fucking priced. Kiki's heard this story before. Or I don't know if I told this to Coconut. Or if I think you've heard this story before. I've told it on Xbox. But, one day, I'm working, like, the cash register. Was it working? Well, I didn't work the register necessarily, but I was selling the food and somebody else was on the register. And there was this couple. They're like, oh, can we get some popcorn? And the biggest size, bro, like a large of it, right? Oh, man. The best way to describe it is it was the size of a deck of cards. Like, I can't make this up. Like, it was really fucking small. And I'm trying to, like, because I feel bad for him. I want y'all to guess how much the popcorn was, though.
$13.50.
Yeah, it was around that price.
The fact that you got the thing. Did you get the sales tax?
It was around. That was with the sales tax, yeah. And I feel fucking bad. I'm like, I know they just there, just have a good time. The dude's just trying to take care of his woman, you know. Just, you know, they're having date night, right? I'm like, damn, this is so fucked up.
A date night at Mount Tasia.
I don't even want to sell this shit to him. So what I do is, some managers doesn't see this shit. I overfill that fucking popcorn. Like, I mean, to like, I had it towering a little bit, and they felt bad. They're like, yo, it's okay. Don't even worry about it. And they had gave me a tip, whatever. They gave me like a $5 tip. I don't even know if I was supposed to take that, but it was just kind of cool just to see like customers like caring in a sense, because that job was so fucking shitty, and I didn't go in when they're expecting a tip. In any job that I worked at, I've never expected a tip, but I've had times where people try to tip me, and I'm like, yeah, I can't take that. I get it, but I can't, you know, because of legal, like legal reasons and stuff, you can get like terminated. Especially when I was working with dealers, and plenty of times they just try to like give me like $100. I'm like, oh no, I can't take that. I'm not losing
$100 for what? Yeah.
Then like you can slide that under the desk.
Because dealers, like the way that that is like, not only are you the salesman, like you have to like go in the back room, and it's a huge fucking back room. Like, it's the best way to describe it. Think about it. It's at like the front of your house, right? Going to Vincent's house.
Oh shit! That's an entire cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Now, that's kind of how it feels, especially when there's different colors and whatnot. But yeah, Mount Tasia, that was pretty ass. I didn't go in there expecting a tip or anything, but it's been plenty of times where that's happened. You're having to like cook shit, and if you're going to like little spots like that, I'm not speaking for it because I never worked there, but since it's like kind of similar, I wouldn't be surprised if they're really janky like that. Like one of the pizza trays, right? What they would do, there was like a sewage that they never like closed up.
Oh.
And it kind of was like, yeah, it was kind of like leaking a little bit, right? Like what they would do to close it, they would put like the pizza tray on there. They would rotate on and stuff.
Nice.
I'm going. Yeah. Oh, I know we're going a little off topic, but yeah. Oh, they don't pay this you shit for working at like food restaurants and stuff. So this tip, wherever you're going, if you're going to food trucks, restaurants, at least tip. I'm not saying be big baller and give them a $50 tip. I'm not saying that. If their service is excellent and it's like beyond like regular standards, tip them better. Okay? Especially when we're in a pandemic. Give them a little something. Because that might make their day. I'm not saying pay for their check. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's fucked up on the food industry and how it is. Not to take advantage of workers, but just go ahead and tip them. Tip them something, you know? But yeah, we don't have anything else to say. What's the closest show out? But M, you know what should they like subscribe to? What should they donate to? Kiki, where do they need to donate?
To the Patreon, buck up.
No, fuck the Patreon.
Is it easy finger?
OnlyFans.
That's OnlyFans. Donations. Donation.
All the fans is later. But donate to Anchor.
Oh, whoa, wait. Is this a group only fan or a singular? Like, fuck,
everybody. The fuck?
Jesus Christ. But donate to our Anchor page. It's in the link in the description if you're listening on YouTube. If you're not following us already on social media, follow
then
me.
What
at
the
Saint
fuck
Corn.
Are you doing? Hit that follow button.
Get him.
Follow me on the AW Podcast. Twitter or Instagram.
At X.
Just you can stay updated on new episodes every week.
Cover that like that.
And it is King B's birthday today, so I need you to donate for his fucking birthday.
Birthday.
On Anchor.
Donate.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And if you're listening on YouTube, comment happy birthday, King B's.
Thank you, King B's.
And we'll check you motherfuckers out next episode of the Delay W Pod.
Donation.
Peace.
Donation. Donation.